Today, the Food and Drug Administration issued new rules to regulate e-cigarettes. Secretary of Health and Human Services Sylvia Burwell announced the changes this morning.
In some states, there is no rule preventing teenagers and even children from walking into a store or going online and purchasing those products. What we know is that the absence of a federal restriction means that enforcement is uneven and in some cases non-existent.
So there are new rules about young people, also a requirement that manufacturers of e-cigarettes provide detailed lists of their ingredients to the FDA. NPR's Allison Kojak is in Washington. She's been following this. Allison, take up the young people first. What is the FDA saying?
Well, the main part is they're banning sales of e-cigarettes to anybody under the age of 18. And that's a big change because right now a lot of states allow anybody to buy e-cigarettes. So children will not be able to buy them anymore.
Yeah. And just to remind people, e-cigs have the nicotine, but they don't have the toxic cancer-causing chemicals that tobacco and cigarettes have. But there have been a lot of questions about e-cigs. Some people saying, you know, some researchers saying that actually for kids they became a gateway to smoking.
Yeah, there's a lot of speculation about whether or not they're a gateway to smoking. They're definitely not as carcinogenic as regular cigarettes, but they do have nicotine, so they're addictive. Mm-hmm. And the big concern is that you're going to have a whole bunch of kids who buy these, think they're not dangerous, and then become addicted to nicotine and eventually switch to cigarettes.
So I'm just going to jump in and say today's rules, the first federal restrictions on e-cigs. But aren't they already regulated like traditional tobacco products in some states?
Yeah, they are. Some states already ban sales to minors. Some regulate them the way they regulate other tobacco products. But it's a real patchwork. You go from state to state, the rules change. And right now, like, for instance, in New York, a 17-year-old can't buy e-cigarettes, but they could easily cross over into Connecticut and buy them and then bring them back to New York.
So what else is the FDA saying?
Well, you mentioned that they're going to require the companies to disclose what is in e-cigarettes. And that's a big deal because right now nobody really knows what's in the what chemicals are in these products that kids and adults are inhaling. They think that they're less dangerous than regular cigarettes, but nobody knows really what's in there. So in order to get them approved, they'll have to disclose all those ingredients to federal regulators.
Yeah, and there's some people saying still the FDA did not go far enough. You know, we know that these e-cigs are sweet and toddlers have been picking them up and drinking them and getting nicotine poisoning. And yet last week in the UK, the Royal College of Physicians came out in favor of e-cigarettes. They said that their benefits outweighed their risks because they got people away from cancer-causing smoking. Did the FDA say anything about e-cigs as a benefit for quitting?
Well, what they're saying is that these new regulations will allow them to learn a lot more about that because there's a lot of talk that e-cigarettes help people get off regular cigarettes, just the way a nicotine patch does or nicotine gum. But there's not been a lot of actual rigorous study. The FDA and the CDC are saying that with these new regulations, they will be able to gather a lot more information and actually study the issue and get some more evidence that these are actually either a gateway to smoking or something that's helping people quit.
Yeah. Allison Kojak, who reports on health policy for NPR on the FDA coming out with new regulations today for e-cigarettes. We'll post them because we know whenever we do this topic, Allison, there's a lot of interest on the part of people who feel that e-cigs have saved their lives from smoking. We'll post everything at hereandnow.org. Allison, thank you.
Thanks so much for having me, Robin.